You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Installment of the Hour of Power radio program hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Word. And to, why do we think we can get around using the Word of God? Oh, glory to God. Why do we think he committed them to God and to the word of his grace? Well, what does grace mean? It represents the favor of God, the help of God, the power of God, the ability of God. Okay, all right. And so if all of that's involved in the word, why you ain't speaking the word? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Read.
And to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
Uh-huh. So this word, come on, it's able to build you up, build up your life. Oh, glory to God. Build up your life, help you out in life. Yes. Come on, somebody. Speaking the word of God. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Yes. Decreeing the word of God. Yes. Declaring the word of God. Yes. I'm the head today and not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm lender, not a bar. I'm blessed coming in, going out. I'm running through troops. I'm leaping over walls. No man shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. What? Okay, all right. Build myself up. I can build myself up speaking in tongues, but I can build myself up with the word of God also.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
So I'm starting to realize, like never before, don't get me wrong, we've been decreeing for a while. But let me show you something. And we're going to go there because, as a matter of fact.
Can I read the rest?
Oh, yeah, read the rest. Read the rest.
It's powerful. It says, and to give you an inheritance.
To give you. The speaking the word out your mouth can help you to receive your inheritance.
Yes. All right.
My God.
All right. I'm going to say it again. Speaking the word helps you to receive your inheritance. The word of God calls you to possess your inheritance. It plays a part in you possessing your inheritance. Sometimes you look and you're like, well, man, I'm doing the same thing. At least I think I'm doing the same thing as Brother Bobo over here. Well, Brother Bobo, Brother Bobo may be tithing. Brother Bobo may be coming to church and faithful, but guess what? Brother Bobo is over here using and decreeing and declaring and speaking the words of God. You know, man, okay, all right. I had to pick up my wife, last week in Melbourne. And I told my wife, I'm coming up to the Sun Tree red light. I said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And my wife travel all the time. She said, no, that's 15 minutes. And, you know, the traffic can get bad, right? Well, I said, no, I'm sticking to what I said. Because guess what? I'm realizing that my word is a force. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I caught every light turned green. Yep. You need to understand that you have authority over creation.
Yes. Yes.
A while back when I told you I pulled up to a restaurant and realized that I left my wallet, but I opened my mouth and said, somebody is going to buy me breakfast this morning. And I went up in there and sat down. Come on, somebody. I'm sitting at the table and I was I'm all into it. And I'm like, man, the waiter came. I said, I left my wallet. Somebody else said, we got it. We'll buy his breakfast. And then the person said, if he didn't buy it, we were going to buy his breakfast. Why? Because I decreed out of my mouth. Come on, somebody. That somebody was going to buy me breakfast. And I believe what I spoke. This is why meditation is so powerful. This is why meditation, because you got to get this thing in your spirit. Come on. You got to get it in your knower. That when you get ready to say something or think something else, bam, it comes right on up. Glory to God. God, you choose to act in faith, and God looks at your faith and honors your faith.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, God. Glory
Jesus.
To God.
Yes, Lord.
So I wasn't going to no restaurant looking for a free meal, but guess what? When I got there and I realized, oh man, you know, come on now, you know, here I am out of the rush, out of there, left my wallet. Come on, I ain't coming here for nothing. I'm having breakfast this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so words help you to possess your inheritance.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Because it says, now I commit you unto God and the what? The word of his what? Grace. You still there? Or did you go to the other place?
I was getting ready.
Okay, all right. Well, let me put this up. Job 25 and 6, you say that.
The word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
Uh-huh, it builds you up.
And give you an inheritance.
It gives you an inheritance.
Which are sanctified.
Amen. Look at, I want you to say this to your neighbor. Stop trying to do things without the spoken word of God. The Bible says the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Come on, somebody. It's settled. It's established. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The words that I speak out of my mouth are established words. My God, up inside. It ain't going nowhere. You can't move it out of the way. Come on, somebody. You can't get rid of it. It's established. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Job 25 and 6 says what?
Sorry.
Oh, glory to God. Because the Bible says, and go ahead and get it so you can read it. The Bible says that right words are a force.
Yeah.
Right words, we know you can't get no righter than the word of God. And the Bible says that it's a force. Read that scripture, sweetheart. How? 25 and 6? That's not what you said. Maybe I wrote it down. Maybe I wrote down the wrong scripture. I do that sometimes. I look up at the top of the page. But how forceful are right words? Okay, are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
Right words are a force. What is a force? Come on. It's something that has power. Come on, somebody. As a matter of fact, it says right word. How forceful her say forcible. But forceful are right words. In other words, it's full of force. It's full of power. Full of power. Somebody say full of power. Full of power. Y'all ain't saying it like you mean it.
Full of power.
When I use the right words, come on. When I use the word of God, somebody say it's full of power.
It's full of power.
Somebody say I'm healed by his stripes.
I am healed by his stripes.
Oh, those words are full of power. Hallelujah. I just wrote it down wrong. Are y'all getting anything out of this?
My God. Can you read the rest of that scripture too?
Yeah, read it.
How forceful are right words?
That's really what I wanted right there. How forceful. It's letting you know that words are a force. Come on, whether you realize it or not, words affect the spirit realm. Come on, somebody.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. And this is why, because guess what? The devil don't want you to know this because the devil don't want you to manage him.
Oh, my God.
Because let me show you something. When you're speaking, oh, glory to God, the words of the enemy, he's managing your life.
Yes.
You've given him authority and power over you to manage your life. So when you open your mouth and say, I'm broken, I never have no money, come on, he starts micromanaging your life. I don't know about you, but somebody say, I'm tired of being managed.
I'm tired.
You won't be micromanaging me today.
Come
on. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why did you let the enemy manage you when you want to be managing
God.
The enemy?
My God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. My God.
Because when God says something, God sits out of time. And when God says something, it is. Somebody say it is. Hallelujah. When he says something, it is. Oh, glory to God. It exists. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that what? You are created in his what?
Image.
You're created in his image. See, there's a version in the Bible that says when he gave the sea his decrees. Come on. He gave it boundaries, but he decreed something to the sea, that what? That the water.
That the waters would not overstep his command.
Come on, that the waters would not overstep what he commanded.
Yes.
What he decreed. Come on, somebody. In other words, he got the waters, the oceans, on a strap, a chain. Oh, glory to God. Because you need to know, let me show you something. Genesis chapter 1. When God looked at the earth was covered with water. That's why the Spirit of God was moving across what? The face of the water. And then God gave the water a boundary and told it to flow back off the land. Come on. That's why this earth is not covered, and that's why you don't have gills and fins. Come on, somebody. Why? Because God gave the sea a boundary. What are you allowing? Come on, somebody, to dominate you. You ought to make sure that something ought to have some boundaries in our lives. What comes out of your mouth? Are y'all getting this? How forceful. Your words are a force. My God, God's word is a force. The devil don't want you using God's word. Who was that? The prophetess was praying Psalms 91 this morning. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And I say, look at this. Them words are a force.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Okay,
hallelujah.
All right. Okay, what was that? What did I tell you to read? Proverbs. How many of you ever been around a person and they say something like, I catch the flu every year? You must have heard it too. You must have heard it. I catch the flu. I catch a cold every year. And they're going to keep on catching the cold. They're going to keep on catching the flu, because guess what? That's what they're decreeing over their lives. You are a king. Revelations, I believe it's Revelations 1 and 6, says that we are kings and priests unto God. Well, what does a king do? A king decrees things. A king declares things. What a king decree, it becomes law. Come on, somebody. Some of you all have made some stuff a law to your life. Hallelujah. Tell somebody no more. Not to, if my daughter was here, she'd be saying, not today. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So did I tell you, what did I tell you, Job 28 and 26? No, I didn't. Well, I'm all over the place. Oh, okay. Isaiah 65 and 16. Isaiah 65 and 16. Anybody getting anything out of this? Isaiah 65 and 16.
They who blesseth himself, that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in God of truth.
Ooh.
And he that sweareth in the earth shall.
Let me say this here. Why ain't you blessing yourself?
Hey.
It's a poor frog that you know, they used to say it's a poor frog that won't praise its own pond.
Yeah.
Especially when God has given you the ability, you know what? I didn't write down the version of that scripture. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time. All right. Oh, Amplified. Here we go. Amplified. I did write it down. Amplified 65 and 16. Hallelujah. I'm looking right past it. It says, so it shall be, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because he who blesses himself on the earth will bless himself by the God of truth and faithfulness. And he who swears an oath on the earth will swear by the God of truth and faithfulness. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my sight.
Okay, now let me say this here. Amplify 65 and 16. Check this out now. Listen. So it shall be that he who invokes a blessing upon who? Upon who? Himself in the land shall do so by what? Saying. Shall do so by what? Saying. Shall do so by what? Saying. Shall do so by what? Saying.
Saying.
You have the ability to bless yourself by saying something. By decreeing the word of God, the word of truth. The word of truth. Oh, did y'all get that? Did you catch it? Did you catch that? Come on, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amplified Classic Edition.
Amplified Classic Edition? Okay, all right. See, I understand. Let me show you something here. All right. How many remember Nebuchadnezzar? Mm-hmm. He's a great example.
You've all heard me say this a million times, that God has the ability to turn the power up in our mouths and to turn it down. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. And so here's Nebuchadnezzar, and he's a picture of a king. He's a picture of a king that allows stupid stuff to come out of his mouth. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But we see that the Bible says that God has the ability to turn the hearts of a king. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes.
And so you look at this now. You can go read it for yourself. It's in the book of Daniel. What did God do? God turned his heart. And then the next thing you know, he was making a decree saying anybody that say something against the God of Daniel, against the God of the he said, come on, we're going to burn the house down. I'm paraphrasing it. Come on. He began to decree things, what? On behalf of God. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, Lord, turn my heart.
Lord,
turn my heart. Because you know what? I'm saying this because guess what? I'm tired of saints. Good Lord, I'm including myself, saints. But I'm, you know, God, man, some of the stuff that come out of our mouths, because it's amazing. Because one moment, you know, you hear people there declaring that they're healed, then the next moment you hear them saying, "I got this," and the doctor said, "I got this." No, baby, you gotta make up your mind. Either you're healed and you're gonna take a stand on that word, oh glory to God, or you're not healed. Come on. And so, Kim, let me show you something. You cannot confuse the spirit realm. Come on, because the angels are going like, "Oh, he's healed." Oh, well, I thought it was gonna. You know, you got the angels running back and forth. They're like, "Man, we don't know what's gonna come out of their mouth." Let me show you something. Sometimes we don't even know our ability. Come on. God told Adam. Okay, all right. Let me go there. I'm all over the place. Y'all bear with me. All right. How many know Jesus had authority over the laws of nature? Oh, glory to God. Over the sea. Come on. We saw that he spoke to the sea, and what did the sea do? The sea obeyed. We saw him speak to the wind. The wind obeyed. Come on. It's in the scripture. We see Jesus what? Walking through walls. We see him controlling the animal kingdom. Come on. He told Peter, cast your net on this side of the boat. Oh, glory to God. And guess what? The fish jumped into the net. Well, apparently Jesus must have said something. Come on. And the fish obeyed and jumped in the net. Come on. You see Noah. Noah building the ark. Guess what? And the animals obeyed, oh, glory to God, the word of God or whatever God said to them. And they came in and they came to the boat. No, he didn't go out there and hunt these animals down. They came. Because guess what? Guess what? God controls the animal kingdom. Now, let me ask you this here. Are you created in his likeness?
Yes. Amen.
Are you created in his image?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if he could control, because I tell folks, I'm like, okay, all right. You know, Adam didn't have to toil. Come on. When Adam sinned, then Adam began to toil. The Bible says that God says you're going to work from the sweat of your brow. But before that, Adam wasn't toiling. Y'all, come on, we think Adam was out there trying to cultivate that and that, all of that land and stuff. No, he wasn't trying to cultivate. Let me show you what Adam was doing, what was called work. Come on, Adam was created in the image or likeness of God, so he acted like God. He spoke like God. You know what? I think I want this orange tree over here. Come on, somebody. And the orange tree had the fruit. Come on. And come on over here. Come on. Why? Because he spoke it. Come on. Why? Because he was made in the likeness of God. Come on, somebody. The man didn't have to toil. He didn't know what hard work was. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. This is why you see Peter. They're toiling. They're working all night. Come on, somebody. And then all of a sudden, Jesus shows up on the scene and said, cast the net on the right side of the boat. Well, Lord, we've been toiling all night. We've been working hard. glory to God. But he says, nevertheless, at thy word. Come on. A word. Come on. The word of God. Whatever God says. Come on. At thy word. Ephesians 5 and 1 say,
be ye therefore followers of God,
okay,
as dear children.
Okay, now, do you have imitate God at the bottom down there? Some versions, a lot of versions, say, be ye therefore imitators. The New Living Translation says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. The English Standard Version, therefore, be imitators of God. The Berean Standard Version, be imitators of God. The Berean Literal Bible, be imitators of the King James Version, New King James Version. Therefore, be imitators. What is it saying? It's saying to imitate God.
Yes.
Come on. If you want to obtain your inheritance, you gotta, Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. I say what I hear my Father say.
The Message Bible says, watch what God does and then do it.
Come on, Joshua. See, it's amazing because Joshua didn't even have the Holy Ghost. And all these tongue-talking people in the body of Christ. And guess what? Joshua looked up to the sun and moon and told both of them to stand still. Oh, glory to God. I believe this is where the writer got the verse of scripture that he says, all things work together for the good of those who love Christ Jesus and are called unto his purpose. Everything got a job. I said everything got a job, and that's to work for my good. Come on, somebody. If your money ain't working for you, you need to tell your money, work for me. Oh, work in God. Money, work for me. Pay off every debt in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Mighty God, mighty God.
Yes.
See, because words, and I've said this before, words are for communication, and somebody say creation.
And creation.
And creation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think I'll bring it on in because...
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Address is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.
Welcome to Breakpoint, daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. In his 1929 book, The Thing, G.K. Chesterton warned social reformers to be cautious about changing institutions' laws or customs. Quote, "Let us say, for the sake of simplicity, a fence or a gate is erected across a road. The more modern type of reformer goes gaily up to it and says, 'I don't see the use of this, let's clear it away.' To which the more intelligent type of reformer will do well to answer, 'Well, if you don't see the use of it, I certainly won't let you clear it away.'" Now, Chesterton was illustrating here the often subtle importance of things that moderns seem so eager to deconstruct and tear down. Before setting aside long-standing traditions, we should first understand them, why previous generations were committed to them. Otherwise, even our most well-meaning reforms can incur serious consequences, not all of which are immediately obvious to us, but which will fall on future generations. Chesterton's analogy recently came to mind when I was reading an essay by Louise Perry at The Spectator. It was entitled, "Modernity is Making You Sterile." Perry is a maverick feminist and the author of a book called The Case Against the Sexual Revolution. She argues that the so-called progress narrative so cherished among the elites of the developed world, along with those technologies that enable it, are keeping us from having babies. Like a slow-acting poison, modernity and its values have eaten away at the fabric of our society, though imperceptibly to those focused only on the present. This, she writes, is the real reason that most of the developed world is currently running out of people. Quote, "What we are now discovering is that, at the population level, modernity selects systematically against itself. The key features of modernity, urbanism, affluence, secularism, the blurring of gender distinctions, and more time spent with strangers than with kin, all of these factors in combination shred fertility, which means that progressivism, the political ideology that urges on the acceleration of modernism,